It was 50 years ago, but I remember the night with absolute clarity. April 8th, 1974. I was 13 years old and glued to the television set. Hank Aaron needed just one more homer to break Major League Baseball's career home run record, which had been held for almost 40 years by the legendary Babe Ruth. I was breathless, edgy, clenching my teeth when Aaron stepped up to the plate in the fourth inning and stared down the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher, Al Downing. This is Milo Hamilton, who was the Braves play-by-play announcer on that night 50 years ago.
That ball is going to be out of here!
When Henry Aaron was born in Mobile, Alabama in 1934, Major League Baseball still banned black players from the game, and his prowess with a ball and a bat got him out of the South, where he'd suffered racism his entire life. Hank had played 10 seasons for the Milwaukee Braves when the team announced it would move to Atlanta in 1966. Many casual baseball fans don't know that after the announcement, Aaron was reluctant to come back to this region. As the Atlanta History Center was putting up an exhibition commemorating the 50th anniversary of Aaron's record-breaking homer, I visited one of the curators, Tim Frelingos. Tim showed me some letters that Atlanta leaders sent to Aaron, imploring him to come south. And I read one from Leroy Johnson, who was the first African-American elected to the Georgia State Senate since the 19th century days of Reconstruction. Having been born and raised in the South, Senator Johnson wrote to Aaron, I can understand your fears and apprehensions relative to your moving to the South with the Braves baseball team. Johnson concluded by telling Aaron that in Atlanta he saw, and I quote, a spirit and an atmosphere of change. And he urged Aaron to move to Atlanta so he could become a part of that change. And when Henry Aaron and his wife Billie settled in Atlanta, that's exactly what they did. The Aaron family's legacy is all over this city. They joined the fight for civil rights. They founded philanthropies that still help young people born into poverty to achieve their dreams, just like Hank achieved his, even against the tallest odds. Breaking Babe Ruth's record 50 years ago only emboldened Hank Aaron to do that kind of work. On the wall at the Atlanta History Center is a quote from Aaron's autobiography and says this, once the record was mine, I had to use it like a Louisville slugger. I believed, and still do, that there was a reason why I was chosen to break the record. I feel it's my task to carry on where Jackie Robinson left off, and I only know of one way to go about it. It's the only way I've ever had to deal with things like fastballs and bigotry. Keep swinging at them.
There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Let's all keep swinging, shall we? Come visit us at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.